You're listening to SBS News.
The Moderna vaccine, like Pfizer's product, is a messenger RNA vaccine. Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel told Time magazine the vaccine teaches cells how to make a protein to trigger the same kind of immune response that the body would normally use to protect itself.
If you think about it, a lot of viruses are mRNA-based, like the coronavirus, like the flu virus, and so on. And so we always thought that if you could get an instruction set in the human cells, you will make the protein as naturally as possible, as close as when you have a natural infection.
He says the Moderna company was founded 10 years ago, specifically to work on using mRNA, which he says is a basic mechanism used by all life on Earth.
Our body uses mRNA and has since there's been life on the planet across species. It's like the basic, you know, information of life is encoded in DNA more as a hard drive storage of information. But then mRNA carries instruction from your nucleus into your cells.
The Moderna vaccine requires two doses 28 days apart. But when will the doses arrive and go into the arms of people in Australia? The government secured 25 million doses, and it expects 10 million Moderna vaccines to arrive before the end of 2021. Health Minister Greg Hunt spoke to Channel 9's The Today Show and says Moderna has been provisionally approved as safe to use for Australians aged 18 and over.
Another highly safe, highly effective vaccine that will help ensure that every Australian who seeks to be vaccinated this year can be vaccinated this year. But we're seeing those numbers, as I say, accelerate with over 200,000 a day on weekdays, in the last week, the equivalent of the population of Adelaide, or almost the equivalent. And so Australians are really stepping forward.
The first million doses of Moderna shots are scheduled to arrive by the middle of September and will also go to pharmacies across the country. Another 3 million doses are expected to arrive in October, November and December of 2021. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's another important tool in the battle against COVID. He added that Australia doesn't cut corners when it comes to vaccine safety.
What they give the stamp to, what they put their support for in the approvals they give, means that you can get those jabs, whether they're for your children on immunisation or indeed for the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll have it in our hands and we'll have the jabs in our arms starting next month. This is our plan to ensure that we get Australia to where we need to get to this year. We have more Pfizer, we have more AstraZeneca, and now we have Moderna.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration's provisional green light for the Moderna was given for use in people in Australia aged 18 and older. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, ATAGI, will factor the provisional approval and supplies of the Moderna vaccine into their future advice regarding the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. TGA boss John Skerritt says the Moderna vaccine is thought to be extremely effective, though medical research about all of Australia's approved COVID-19 vaccines provide excellent protection against hospitalisation and death. He says a decision about its use with children aged 12 years and over will be made in the coming months.
Very recently, Europe has authorised or at least recommended its use for children in over 12. We made the decision in conjunction with the company to do the adults first. So in the US alone, there's been over 140 million doses of Moderna used. It's proving to be 93% efficacious against any infection, 98% against severe disease, and 100% against death. And that's really exciting.
Moderna is already in use in a multitude of nations, including the United Kingdom, Canada, the United States, Bangladesh, the European Union, Singapore, and others. Alan Lee, SBS News.